All right, we lock up, speaking of, the Oregon Fuel Injection Hotline, because it is what time? It's that time.
You'll have to excuse my friend. He's a little slow.
Luckily, I have prepared for such an event. The lightning round!
It's the final lightning round of 2016. I don't think that really fit in there with the words and the melody, but we don't care because we have short time as disease. We have no show tomorrow, and the new year's here.
Wow, made it work. You made it work.
I pulled it out.
It was off
Dylan
key
Brooks and me, money at the buzzer.
Okay. So this is a year-in-review version for the lightning round today, since it is the last show of the year, and 2016 was a doozy, so let's get into it. We're going to start with best player of the year. A, ooh. NL MVP Chris Bryant, 121 runs, 39 homers, 102 RBIs, 176 hits, hit 292, and was an all-star starter. B, Stephen Curry, averaged 35-6, 402 three-pointers made. He shot 44% from beyond the arc and was point guard for one of the best teams in NBA regular season history. C, Cam Newton, NFL MVP for the Carolina Panthers that went 15-1 going to the Super Bowl, threw for 3,800 yards, 35 passing touchdowns, QB rating of 99, rushed for 600, 10 touchdowns. Or D, Gary Sanchez, called up in August, lit the baseball world on fire, 20 homers in 52 games, 42 RBIs, and actually finished in the top three for Rookie of the Year in the AL.
Well, since Sanchez is going to eventually be recognized as the greatest team athlete in the history of organized sports, I'll tell you what, good list. I'm going to go with Chris Bryant. Just as the topper, the smile on his face after fielding that last at-bat, the last play of the 2016, that's a classic to end 108 years. I'm going A!
All right, now for best team of the year. A, the Golden State Warriors. They won 73 games in the 2015-16 regular season, led by unanimous MVP Stephen Curry, his splash brother Klay Thompson, who put 37 up on the Kings in one quarter. Draymond Green had a 5-by-5, and he scored 24, 11, 8 assists, 5 steals, 5 blocks, all pre-Nard kicking. Even though they blew a 3-1 lead, they were the best team in regular season history in the NBA. B, the Leicester City Foxes. They won the Premier League at 5,000-1 odds, a story that Hollywood screenwriters thought probably was unrealistic, led by Jamie Vardy, who drinks half a bottle of port wine before games, and then 3 Red Bulls pre-match when he set a record for consecutive games scored in the Premier League at 11 and beat out Manchester United, City, Chelsea, Liverpool, Tottenham, and Arsenal to do the impossible. Or see the Chicago Cubs, of course, 108 years of no World Series title, the lovable Lubitzers that were always one of the dark horses to win but never could. They get Chris Bryant, Anthony Rizzo, Johnny Lesta, Kyle Hendricks, and Jake Arrieta on the mound, with wild manager Joe Maddon telling his team to try not to suck, and they didn't. Best record in the NL and overcome a 3-1 lead to win.
The deficit. Warriors are interesting, but no title and far too many Nard kicks. Leicester City is the miracle team. But again, I'm sorry, 2016, looking back for probably the rest of our lives, would be like, we saw the Cubs win the World Series. I'm going the Cubbies. See.
All right. How about the Olympics happened this summer, too? People kind of forget about that.
Didn't.
So best Olympic moment. Or person. It's a really more
Lochte.
We're going to A, Katie Ledecky. She won the 800 meters freestyle by 12 seconds, and she broke her own Olympic record that she set during qualifying. It was her third of 4 medals she would win at Brazil. 3 of 5 she would win as well, because she got a couple silvers. B, Usain Bolt. He got the ultimate three-peat. He won the 100, 200 meters, and the 4x100 relay gold in 2008-12, and he kept it alive for Jamaica in 2016. As well, even smiling as he crossed the finish line, looking back at other runners. Or Michael Phelps, he continues to win. He got a 3-way tie for silver in the 100-meter butterfly, and he won gold in the 200-meter butterfly, the 200-meter individual medley, the 4x100 freestyle, the 4x200 freestyle relay, and the 4x100 medley relay.
Katie Ledecky won the award for everyone talking about her. The games ended, and you have not heard one word about her since.
Until today.
Michael Phelps also has a gold medal in taking bong rips that he gets videotaped doing. I'm going to go with Usain Bolt for finishing off the unprecedented triple. And again, a common theme, why I went with Chris Bryant, his smile crossing the finish line was a million-dollar picture. So B, Usain Bolt.
All right, so this last one is best championship moment of the year. A, LeBron James's block on Andre Iguodala. Game 7 of the finals, tied at 89, a minute 50 to go. Warriors catch a 2-on-1 break. Steph Curry and Andre Iguodala, and LeBron comes from the 3-point line out of nowhere to block Andre. Warriors win, score again. Kyrie hits the winner. Cavs and Cleveland get their first title. B, the last 15 seconds of the final four between North Carolina and Villanova. North Carolina gets the ball down. Marcus Page hits an off-balance 3 to take the lead with 4.7. Nova gets their one player to grab a mop, and he cleans the exact spot on the floor where he needs to stand to set a screen. And Ryan Archidiakono sets up Chris Jenkins for the game-winning 3, and as Bill Rafferty said on the call, "How about those onions?" Or C, the 8th, 9th, and 10th innings of Game 7 of the World Series. Rajai Davis hits a 2-run homer over the left field wall off of Aroldis Chapman. In the top of the 9th, Jason Hayward reaches on a fielder's choice, steals second, steals third. The winning run's 90 feet away, and the Cubs can't get him in. And then that fear starts to set in that the Cubs would never win. And then there's the rain delay. And then the pinch runner, Albert Almora, boy, that's a harder name to say than it is, pinch runs for Kyle Schwarber, tags from first to second on a fly ball to center. Ben Zobers doubles in Almora, and Rizzo screaming on third base, and the final out, like you've brought up. Chris Bryant, the soon-to-be MVP, gets the ground ball, slips, and with a huge smile on his face, makes the final out and gets the Cubs their first World Series in 108 years.
I don't think I realize how many great championship moments there were. And just for personal touch, the way the Emerald game ended, 2-1.
I thought about putting that one in too, but I mean, it's
I
up,
get where
right.
you're coming from, but when you think about it, personally, it was awesome for us.
Right, that's true.
I've seen it on replay during a lot of these retrospectives. They show where LeBron started.
Yeah.
Where that play, he made up 75 feet in like 2.5 seconds. And those last strides, he was coming like Usain Bolt. That was awesome. Like you said, Page hits. They set up the Diakamo dish to Chris Jenkins. But again, I can't get around it. I mean, the Cleveland Indians are going to end 68 years of futility. Oh my God, the Cubs are going to. Oh, not so much. Nope. I got to go with the 8th, 9th, and 10th innings. Game 7, MLB. It was a beautiful thing. That would be C.
All right.
All right.